Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1191, The Holiday Season, Training and Nutrition, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Happy Saturday and welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, with a little bit of my commentary at the end. Now that here in the US, Thanksgiving is behind us, many may be thinking of ways to burn off some of those second and third helpings we ate yesterday. But is that really necessary? Well, let's hear what Ross Enamite has to say and get right to today's post as we optimize your life. The Holiday Season, Training and Nutrition, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. The holiday season is upon us. Thanksgiving has already come and gone. It's that time of year again. For many, the next month will include an abundance of holiday feasts and desserts. There may be work parties, family gatherings, and celebrations with friends. The gluttony that follows will lead many to proclaim New Year's resolutions. After all, something must be done to make up for the holiday splurge, right? Perhaps, but you don't need to wait until the new year. I'd rather self-correct a splurge with more immediate action. Doing so doesn't mean depriving yourself of the festivities that so many enjoy this time of year. It is entirely possible to enjoy the holidays and continue training without interruptions. Eat, train, repeat. Unfortunately, many seem to be confused about how to proceed during the holidays. At this time each year, my inbox fills with questions about what to eat and how to find time for exercise. My response to such questions is always the same. Eat whatever you want. That's what I do. I'm not ashamed to admit that I enjoy a Thanksgiving feast. I eat huge portions and finish myself off with multiple servings of dessert. Stuffing myself like a pig on Thanksgiving doesn't mean that I've abandoned a life of health and fitness, however. On Thanksgiving morning, I awoke early and exercised. I pushed myself hard, knowing what the day would bring. I did more than I would have on a normal Thursday morning. Later that day, I stuffed myself full and fought through a food coma as I continued to down slices of fresh apple pie. As nightfall came, I was stuffed and exhausted. I couldn't imagine living and feeling like that on a daily basis. Eating myself to the point that it was uncomfortable was fun for the day, but certainly not something I could do regularly. I wouldn't want to live feeling that way. I'd much rather feel energized and mobile. On Friday morning, I rose early and was right back in the gym. I never skipped a beat. I will continue through the weekend with intense workouts today and tomorrow. Nothing will change. One day of festivities won't ruin me. They won't change me. I am still the same person with the same passion. Making time to exercise isn't as difficult as many believe. The busiest person in the world has only 24 hours a day. Busy people don't have the luxury of living longer days. No matter who you are and where you live, you only get 24 hours each day. Prioritize what matters. By all means, enjoy the holidays, but don't view them as a time to throw your body under the bus. No one is too busy to exercise. It all boils down to priorities. We all have time for whatever we deem necessary. I'm always amazed that people will wake up in the middle of the night to go shopping on Black Friday. They will jump at the opportunity to buy something at a discounted price. If it means waking up at 3 a.m. and sitting in line for several hours, so be it. Meanwhile, many of the same people will complain that they don't have time to work out. Is it really that difficult to wake up 30 minutes earlier than usual to exercise? Imagine if everyone in the world started each day with a few sets of exercises such as push-ups, pull-ups, squats, and lunges. A simple 30-minute investment in yourself can go a long way. An added plus is that you won't need a Black Friday coupon. Everyone has the same right to perform the same exercises each day. You don't need to wait for the newspaper flyers to tell you where the sales are. Any room in your house will do. Take action. You aren't too busy to exercise, and you don't need anything fancy to get started. And if you want to get started, go get started. Don't tell people that you want to start working out. Start working out. The holiday season isn't a reason to abandon your body. Flip the switch on the typical excuses and turn the season into something positive for yourself. I always work extra hard during the winter months. I know that I'll be enjoying time with family and friends. It serves as an extra incentive to push myself to new personal bests in the gym. There isn't a turkey or apple pie in the world that could slow me down. I will keep moving forward, with or without the holidays. You just listened to the post titled, The Holiday Season, Training and Nutrition, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When Ross was describing how he recovers after the Thanksgiving holiday, he said something so important that I have to repeat it. I never skipped a beat. Nothing changed. One day of festivities didn't ruin me. It didn't change me. I am still the same person with the same passion. Those words say it all, because no matter how much you ate over the holiday or will eat over the upcoming holidays, the most important thing is to stay on track. We cannot let one evening of holiday eating make us feel as though all of our progress is now lost. All is not lost. Instead, we admit that we enjoyed ourselves and then get right back to our usual routine. Look, this is coming from someone who a few years ago managed to gain 8 pounds over the holidays. Why? Looking back, I realized that I let my overeating over the holidays change me and change my habits. I let those extra pieces of Halloween candy and slices of pie change my habit. Instead of not skipping a beat, I skipped beats. But no more. I learned from that experience. This is still my favorite time of year, even though I know I can overindulge at times. But I no longer allow these moments to get me off track. Like Ross, I now look forward to the holidays as a time to set new personal records, to amp up the intensity. It fuels that intensity, so that by New Year's Day, I may have even reached some of my goals ahead of schedule. All right, that'll do it for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful weekend if you're listening in real time. And I'll be back here tomorrow for our Sunday show, as usual, where your optimal life awaits.